high cadence test and ground-based data of SN2019-ISA, the less energetic sibling of SN2006-GE, by Jennifer E. Andrews et al. We present photometric and spectroscopic observations of the nearby D approximately equals 28 MPa interacting supernova SN2019-ISA discovered within hours of explosion and serendipitously observed by the Transiens Exoplanet Survey Satellite, TESS. Early, high-cadence light curves from both TESS and the DLT-40 survey tightly constrain the time of explosion, and show a 30-day rise to maximum light followed by a near-constant linear decline in luminosity. Optical spectroscopy over the first 40 days revealed a highly reddened object with narrow Balmer emission lines seen in Type Ian supernovae. The slow rise to maximum in the optical light curve combined with the lack of broad H-alpha emission suggests the presence of very optically thick and close circumstellar material, CSM, that quickly decelerated the supernova ejector. This CSM was likely created from a massive star progenitor with N-dot approximately 0.3 MSNYR1 lost in a previous eruptive episode 3-4 years before eruption, similar to giant eruptions of luminous blue variable stars. At late times, strong intermediate width Ca2, Fe1, and Fe2 lines are seen in the optical spectra, identical to those seen in the superluminous interacting SN2006-GE. The strong CSM interaction masks the underlying explosion mechanism in SN2019-ISA, but the combination of the luminosity, strength of the H-alpha lines, and mass loss rate of the progenitor all point to a core collapse origin. Dot. This was high cadence TESS and ground-based data of SN2019-ISA, the less energetic sibling of SN2006-GE, by Jennifer E. Andrews et al.